Hey babe, good morning. I have your fifth breakfast ready for you in the kitchen when you're ready. But take your time getting up, okay? Wait, what's that? Sure, you can get up by yourself. Do you really need my help? Okay, come on, stop messing around, get up. What do you mean you're trying? Like, you're not moving at all. I don't know what you mean by trying. Okay, do this for me. How about you bend your knee? Okay, nothing's moving. Are you actually trying? Like, are you not, you're not messing around with me right now, right? Okay, how about this? Move your fingers. Nope. Not even a little bit. Your fingers are just so fat. It's like five sausages that are just stuck together. Why are you so scared? This is what we wanted. Well, this is what I wanted. And look at you. You're finally immobile. Oh my gosh, I did it. I did this to you. I can't believe it myself. This is the new personal best for me. You know that? Like, I did this to you in under a month. Like that beats my last record by a good year. Can you believe that? Why do you look so scared? We're only getting started from here. Yeah, we're gonna get you at least to 2,000. Easy. I can see it. Oh my gosh. I'm a fucking artist. I am a genius. I am the best at fattening people up. Oh man, they're gonna make statues of me. I'm gonna be in books. Hold on. Let's get a photo together for social media. Okay, can you move like a little bit to the left though? Oh, that's right. You can't because you're immobile. Oh my gosh, I crack myself up sometimes. Okay, let's see. I'm still gonna bring your breakfast, but where do we go from here? Well, the last guy I fattened up, he didn't last too long. Let's just say that. But I've definitely learned from experience, so I think it's time to call the local news. Yeah, I can see the headline now. Man or whale, you decide. Crews are now reporting that a man has eaten himself to the point of immobility. We had to cut him out the front door, followed by like a dynamic shot of you just babbling and whining like the little piggy you are. Man, I'm gonna be famous. Hey, don't give me that look. You knew what this was. Did you really think that I was going to cook for you and clean for you and scrub your fat folds for free? As an act of kindness, the labor of love? Man, and you're calling me the narcissist. How about you pull the lard out of your ears and listen to me? Okay? Here's how it's gonna go down. I'm going to invite one of those doctors who's chill with gaining, and he's going to come over and he's going to do an assessment, give you a clean bill of health, even though we both know from what you've been eating that that is entirely impossible. And once the news crews get here, I'll do all the talking. You just stay in the background, shoveling more food into your mouth. Yeah, and really just try to cram it all into your food hole. Yeah, I want you to put on a show for the cameras. Give them some really good B-roll footage. And once the microphone comes to you, keep it short, keep it simple. Just talk about how you just can't stop eating, how you really just couldn't help yourself, and how I'm such a good friend, a good roommate. How about that? And how I was just trying to help you out. But you saw how big you were getting, and you lacked the self-control to stop. It's perfect. We see those types of stories every other day. And I can rinse my hands clean of the event, and you give me access to all of your socials. That way I can control the narrative long after you're gone. That way the next naive gainer will come my way, and you, behind the scenes, we'll get to go to one of those facilities that really just lets you just live out the rest of your immobile life, scarfing down as much junk food as you want, watching as much porn as you want, and being taken care of by as many feeders as you want. So it's either my plan, or you can choose to disobey. I get in trouble. You get to go to one of those hospitals that has you lose every last pound, and you get to eat salads for the rest of your life. What do you think we should do?